Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am very excited to be joined by Yoni Leidersdorf, CEO and founder of Indeni. Welcome, Yoni.
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having me here.
So why don't we just get started with an introduction to Indeni and why you chose to found the company?
Indeni was founded after watching IT organizations over a period of time and trying to understand why they do what they do and the way they do it. So for years, IT has been writing code and creating software programs in order to tell computers what to do. And certain tasks have been automated. Generally, simpler tasks have been automated pretty well. But we still see today a large amount of manual effort that needs to take place in IT, and especially when rolling out new services across the network. So if you think about large enterprises, they have pretty considerable IT teams working around the clock, rolling out new technologies in order to allow new services. And this is because the network is inherently complex. There are a lot of distributed systems and devices and local and wide area networks. And today with IoT, even way beyond those extensions. And it's just making things very complicated for IT to deal with. So we tried to understand what would be the different ways to get over this issue. And the conclusion we came to is that automation is key. And automation has been discussed in IT for a while, but we've identified a completely different way of doing automation, essentially crowdsourcing automation and letting people work together to make IT more successful.
So I've heard of a lot of things associated with data center and network optimization before, but crowdsourcing was not one of them. Tell me about how you're applying that.
Well, let's think about the world around us. If we all work together more closely, we're going to become more successful. And we see this in many different industries. And interestingly enough, in IT, it's been a bit more challenging to get across. Networking people and security people from around the world don't collaborate as much. They have their forums and they have conferences that they go to, but they don't regularly collaborate. And we've decided that we wanted to do that. We wanted to enable these people to work together and be more successful, even in competing organizations, even allow an engineer from one organization to work with an engineer from another organization, even if they compete. And we've built a platform for doing that. So it's a software platform, but also a community platform where they can all work together, share their knowledge, build scripts together, and make each other more successful. And the interesting thing about it is that people join and contribute to the community because they get a lot more than they give. They get the world knowledge in their hands just by sharing their own knowledge. And that's been working very, very well.
What has the response been when you've shared this idea with operators or enterprises? And how have they embraced this concept within their own organization?
The feedback has been amazing. Initially, people were kind of wondering how we would do this and how it would actually work. But as they start joining and start using the platform and start collaborating a lot more, they see the advantages and they see how well it's going to work for them. And the perception has been overwhelmingly positive. We see our Indeni platform, as we call it, being used in data center expansions, being used in change activities, which is when they're replacing one device for another, making changes, and even being used in new cloud deployments. Because essentially, we're providing them intelligence and automation across both on-premises infrastructure and public and private clouds. And since these are now very, very important for people and we've become a primary source of knowledge for them, they've been overwhelmingly positive with their desire to pick this up and be part of the community.
I've also heard that you have something called Indeni Knowledge Language. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
If you look at software development, there are a lot of different languages. There's Java, there's Scala, there's Node, Python, and many, many other languages. And software developers kind of have a knack for software programming and languages because that's how they grow up. That's how they get educated. That's where their work is. With IT, it's very different. IT people are more accustomed to command line interfaces, CLIs, and are less accustomed to software development. So when we needed a language for people to communicate their knowledge and share their knowledge, we had to figure out how would they actually teach a computer to automate this knowledge. So we asked the IT network and security engineers what languages they're used to. And a lot of them talked about awk, AWK, and awk has been around for a few decades. And a lot of them also talked about a language called YAML, Y-A-M-L. for the description of data. So what we decided to do was take those two languages that IT was already familiar with and essentially build more capabilities into them. This allows them to code in a very simple to use language that they can understand. It allows them to write scripts very rapidly and increase the number of checks and devices that our platform can support. And it allows them to automatically deploy more and more capabilities in their environments. So essentially that's what we've built, and we call it the Indeni knowledge language, because it allows them to describe knowledge in a very easy to use language.
What has the response been in terms of increased efficiency or agility from customers who have actually deployed the solution?
So the first thing that customers have achieved is a massive reduction in issues and outages. Some of our customers talk about a 90% reduction in what's called SEV1, Severity 1 outages, which is a massive, massive accomplishment. The next level actually of value to them is their ability to pick up new technologies and roll out new services that they were working on. So for example, almost every single enterprise today has one or more initiatives around public clouds. Freeing time through automation allows them to give more attention to that, but also they're learning through our technology and our community how to better migrate into public cloud environments. Imagine you having a firewall or load balancer on premises, which used to be hardware. Now you're trying to think of how to get it in the cloud. And the mix of our technology and our community help make that happen. So they can now achieve projects that they want to achieve, and they're learning things that they couldn't learn before. And all of those things together make them more successful, and as a result, the enterprises they work for more successful.
Yoni, I know that you guys are also involved in the Intel Network Builders program. Tell me why you chose to join Network Builders and what the collaboration with Intel and the community has been like.
We've actually been with the Network Builders program for several years now. We've joined it because when you look at the concept of running software in a very agile and flexible way, the Intel capabilities, most notably the Intel CPUs, are the main thing that enable this, that make this happen. So when Intel started building the Network Builders program, we were really interested in joining because for us, networking and security is very important. And we realized the thought leadership that Intel has because of the history and hardware and where Intel is going. We've seen a lot of value in the Network Builders program, and it's very much around the ability to connect with other partners, the ability to connect with Intel, to identify thought leadership, to get involved in essentially what is the future of networking and security. So we've been very happy to be part of this program.
Well, Yoni, thank you so much for the collaboration. Thank you for being on the program today. It's been a real pleasure. One final question for you. Where can folks find out more about the Indeni solutions and engage with you in a trial or deployment?
www.indeni.com. Of course, they can also engage in the community. There are links at the top of the website to go to the community, see what kind of information is being shared by people, and engage. And anyone who would like to try the software, click on the link to download Indeni from the main website. It's either download Indeni or free download, and you can get access to the software for free. And if you join as part of our community and share knowledge with other people, we will actually give you licenses for free forever as long as you're contributing, because the number one thing that we care about is people working together.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. We'd love to have you back on the program soon.
Thank you very much for having me, Allison, and have a good day.